Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Wow, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Glad to have all of you join us here. We have got a great show planned for you today on what I believe is National Coming Out Day. So come out wherever you are. And that has a way bigger meaning than many of you could even imagine. You know, Dr. Friedman Schaub is joining us here today, and it was so interesting when we, you know, when I was looking and getting prepared for today's show, because simultaneously we are in an incredible full moon cycle. The cycle we're in, smack dab in the middle of it today, is the Sun in Libra full moon. And for those of you that are wondering, why is that meaning everything? Well, think about it. You know, what does Libra stand for? It stands for justice. It stands for fairness. It stands for freedom in so many ways. So today's show with Dr. Friedman, as well as, you know, what this day means for many people, is about seeing the absolutely amazing opportunities and have the universe open up so that you can receive. So part of this is, it's interesting, you know, the metaphor, and I'll talk to Dr. Friedman about this because of today's topic, you know, is this cosmic energy of this pouring out, this pouring out of a healing elixir, and we raise our cups up so that our psyches can receive it. Today's show with Dr. Friedman Schaub is perfect for this. Today, the powers of your consciousness, part 5, realignment and how to stay in balance no matter what the circumstances, joining us here today on the show. And so when we think about powers of consciousness, what are we really talking about? Well, thanks to this incredible 5-part series that Dr. Friedman has put together, we're getting a taste of this. You're going to hear today what consciousness is all about, why is balance so important, how do you know you're out of balance, and what the heck is going to get us in balance. It's so interesting. We pick a show on balance, right? And this full moon with the Sun in Libra, if you even look at the scales or the symbols for Libra, is all about the scales of justice and about the balance of that. So how very cool this is to chat about this today. For those of you that are hearing this for the first time and wondering who Dr. Schaub is, he is the founder of Cellular Wisdom. He's somebody that has been a regular on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio for years. He takes his message out into the world with a phenomenal breakthrough program. He's helped people remove anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic pain, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. This 5-part series he's doing is the key to opening up for all of the good that you could possibly muster up. Dr. Friedman, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me, and I always love your intros. I mean, they are firing me up, so thank you very much.
Isn't this interesting that we're talking about balance on a day that astrologically, right, represents one of the most balance-oriented signs in astrology? The full moon, right, today, and their 3-day cycle of the full moon, October 10th, 11th, and 12th, but with the Sun in Libra, which is all about what? Justice and the balancing of those scales.
Right, right. Well, I think, you know, there is something out of balance in so many ways. So there is a natural almost like a consciousness shift occurring on a global level to bring life, to bring the world, to bring the, you know, also the relationships politically, economically, and so on into a state of balance. So it is definitely serendipitous that we are having this show today, but I think it's just a topic that's on a personal level very important, but also on a global level right now really up to date.
You know, it's so interesting we're doing the show because I want to ask you about this. You know, there have been many things that have been happening out in the public in our country recently. First of all, we have all of the Wall Street gatherings, I want to call them,
right,
where people are gathering across the country in many, many different cities. And actually, you know, these gatherings have picked up momentum. And, you know, somebody said in one of the interviews that they wanted to, and hear this, is bring some balance back into the haves and the have-nots, to bring some balance back into the opportunities in this country, what this country was built upon. I mean, are you surprised that these kind of things are coming up right now in our consciousness?
Well, I'm not surprised, but I have to say I'm very pleased that there are people standing up in peaceful ways to alert the public that we are out of balance. I mean, the fact that there is a high percentage of the population dealing with hunger in this country is out of balance, whereas others are, you know, certainly. And I don't, you know, mind anybody having as much prosperity as they can have, but I think if at the same time others are in a place where they are truly struggling and have obviously not even enough to feed their children, there is something out of balance. And just having this opportunity to really alert the public for that, I think that's very powerful, and it will hopefully bring at least the consciousness of balance into the mainstream.
So how do you, Dr. Friedman, let's define this idea of balance in terms of, you know, talking about, you know, the powers that we're referring to here, the powers of your consciousness, because this is so cool. You know, our conscious lives, you know what? I'm one of these people. I walk around and I think, oh, man, I'm like totally in balance. And yet at a subconscious level, I got something pulling on me. Right? Maybe some resentment, maybe something that is just pulling on me. How do we get at all of this?
Well, you know, I want to just quickly summarize the consciousness or the powers of the consciousness so, you know, that we're all on the same page. And I like to take this analogy of simply a journey, life seeing as a journey or us just walking through life as an example of how we use the powers of the consciousness. And the first power is obviously the power of the perspective. And the perspective means that you are aware of the territory. You're aware of, okay, this is my life. This is the map of my life. And I know that there are different possibilities. And that brings us to the second one, which is flexibility, by simply seeing the different options and noticing where can my path lead me to, which path is there available to reach my purpose, reach my goals. That's the second power, to be able to see with a more neutral mind the different possibility and having the flexibility to do so. The third power is the power of the will, the power of choice, and choosing this step that I'm taking to move forward, that's the path that I'm choosing to be on. And then the fourth power is the actualization power, the putting actually the foot forward. Every of these other three powers has really no meaning until we put it into action, until we actually move forward. But then, you know, just like when you're walking, every step requires the rest of you to come back into balance, otherwise you fall. So even when you are having a forward momentum, a part of you needs to be able to balance this forward momentum in order to be able to keep it steady and to, you know, be able to move forward. So that's why this balancing power, this power we talk about today, is so important, because it allows you to keep on your path without falling, without stumbling, and find the pace that is right for you. And this is what most people are struggling with. They have a hard time to find the pace in life that works for them, the pace they're approaching, any daily activities, and that's what we want to talk about.
Well, you know, I started this out by saying, and let's just kind of jump into this. I started this out by saying that today is National Coming Out Day. And for those out there that don't know what that means, it is, you know, it was founded by, you know, a couple of folks on October 11th in, well, I think it was around 1988. And it was the second gay march in Washington. And so I started the show by talking about that because, and I think Dougal mentioned it before, because it represents a sense of pride and it represents a sense of bringing things into balance in a whole different way in energy. Now, at the same time, Dr. Friedman, today is also the day, from a political perspective, that people are going to vote on a jobs bill. And I don't, this is not a show on politics by no means. But I think it's really interesting that we have so many different imbalances at a global level going on in the world, you know, genocide, annihilation. And so I'm so interested in hearing on how the micro of the powers of consciousness affects the macro. You see what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely. Well, you know, just as an example for the coming out day, I think that is a way to be in alignment with yourself if you are accepting and expressing, you know, your sexuality. And I think that's a very important aspect of balance, to be in alignment. If you live in a lie or if you are trying to hide who you really are, you're not really in balance. Now, in the microcosm of each individual's life, I think there are often cases where we do not live our truth, where we are out of alignment with ourselves. We feel forced to do certain things, are burdened by obligations, and just live more in accordance to those obligations and those burdens than really being able to come back into balance. And I think it's important to realize, what does it actually mean to be in balance? How does it actually feel when you're in balance? Mm-hmm. And what are the advantages of having that alignment?
Let's answer all those questions when we come back from break. Because I know, Dr. Friedman, right? You and I know this. We know what it's like to be out of balance.
Oh, yeah.
We know how that feels, boy. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Dr. Friedman Chow. You know, we're going to talk about consciousness. We're going to talk about balance. And we're going to give you some tips on how each of us can step into our full power. We'll be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Zo88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zo88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zoking.com. Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to Dr. Pat Live today, drpatlive.com, or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com or the drpatshow.com. You know, today's show is really important with Dr. Friedman Schaub. I want to make sure all of you out there have an opportunity to get your questions in the show. If you want to ask a question, if you want to get some help around balance and alignment, and anything we're talking about, I want to encourage you to do one of two things, or maybe both. Give us a shout at our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819, and we'll get your question on air, 1-800-930-2819. Or go to drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com, and on the right-hand side, you'll have the ability to ask us a question, and we'll get your question on here. The question, I guess, Dr. Friedman, is, you know, here we are. Are we in alignment? How do we know we're in alignment, like you said before? And then ultimately later, you know, during the show today, we'll talk about how to get there. So let's start with those questions about alignment, why it's important, and how do we detect being out of it?
Now, when we talk about the consciousness and to be in alignment with your consciousness, we are talking about the conscious intellectual mind. We are talking about the subconscious mind, which is that part of the mind that's more responsible for your emotions and beliefs. And we're talking about the higher consciousness. But when it comes to balance and alignment, we have to naturally also include your physical body, because your physical body is that suffers, you know, in so many ways the most when we are out of alignment. You know, as a physician, I saw that illness is really being out of balance. When it really comes down to it, and when you really look at all different kinds of diseases, it is that your system, your body is out of harmony that makes illness possible. And at the same time, healing is bringing yourself back into balance, into wholeness. So when you want to ask yourself, am I into balance or am I in a place of alignment? The first step I would go to is look at your physical body and just notice, well, does my physical body represent right now a sense of balance? Do I feel, for example, that there is a chronic pain that may tell me something? Do I feel that I have symptoms or maybe I'm diagnosed with high blood pressure, which can give me a good indication that I'm not really in balance? Do I have, whenever I think about, you know, having to give a talk at work, do I get headaches or migraines? All these kind of symptoms and nudges of the body that don't even have to be severe can already indicate to you that you're out of balance. Now, the body does that in the, I think, most obvious ways, and that's where people can really then clearly see, I am not in a place of alignment with myself. After you have felt, okay, these are my symptoms, these are my feelings on a physical level, and they get triggered by certain situations or certain thoughts, then, of course, the next question is, how can I change either those situations or my approach to them to be back into balance? So that's kind of, you know, noticing on the physical level. And then on the emotional level, of course, the usual suspects are simple anxiety, stress, overwhelm, feeling lack of energy, feeling that there is an undercurrent of stress always in your body. You know that you are literally pulled out of yourself. Some people feel it not so strongly in terms of their emotions, maybe because they're also disconnected from their emotions, but they can actually tell that they are feeling somewhat energetically pulled away from themselves. You know, the kids pull on themselves, the jobs, the relatives, the spouse, or the politics, and they just never feel really settled in. They just don't feel that their center of gravity is within themselves. All of this really takes just a matter of also paying attention. and being aware. And this is where your conscious mind comes in. Your conscious mind is some way the one that is sitting on the watchtower and can actually take all this information in. Now, if your conscious mind is only busy with all these exterior things or everything that pulls you out of balance, of course, you're not paying attention to yourself. So just having this show as an opportunity to say, what if at the end of the day I would actually sit down for 5 minutes and just scan through my emotions, scan through my energy and my body and notice, does it feel whole and in balance, or do I feel out of balance? Can already make a big difference.
You know, it makes a huge difference. And, you know, part of this, Dr. Friedman, I believe also has to do with other people that affect us in our lives, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing if we're, you know, kind of sitting on our own planet. We don't have anybody to, you know, cause any angst, right? But a lot of times we can be around people or have conversations with people, and then after we're done with that conversation, it's like, oh, my gosh, I feel so heavy.
Right.
So shouldn't we also pay attention to that? Because there are some circumstances we could pull away from, and others, you know what, maybe you just can't quit that job today.
Absolutely. And, you know, there is definitely something about that that I find is important, because you cannot change the other people. You cannot, you know, be responsible necessarily for how they feel or what they say, but you can definitely see if they bring you out of balance, is there something that you need to change? For example, do you maybe take their, you know, what they are saying too personally? Or, you know, do you actually get entrained to their energy, which is quite amazing when you actually ask people if they are aware, if they feel heavy or sad or anxious because of themselves, or if they have picked up the emotions of somebody else. They often actually find out, you know, I didn't have any reason to feel this way, but when I'm around, you know, Uncle Bill, I always feel this depression. And, you know, I know that he's depressed, so somehow I must, you know, get this energy into my subconscious, and I feel what this person is feeling. So there are different ways to realize that this, you know, environment that we are living in has a tendency to take our attention, to grab our energy, and this way get us out of balance. It's not that the environment is, you know, hostile or we have to protect ourselves from it. It's just a constant readjustment that we have to make. That's what the consciousness of our, the power of our consciousness does. We are so well equipped to be in balance. We are so well equipped to adapt and to adjust to any kind of outer circumstances. We just don't use it, and we don't necessarily pay attention to that power and use it in a very effective way on a daily, ongoing basis.
You know, I had a conversation with someone this morning, and I wish you would touch upon this. Because, you know, when we talk about energies and getting ourselves aligned and checked, you know, we forget some simple things. And let me give you an example. The idea of being disappointed, right?
Yeah.
Disappointment. It, you know, I mean, all of us have circumstances in our lives that we wish would go one way or another, right?
Right.
But that heaviness of disappointment, whether it's in our spouses, our former relationships, our bosses, our own results, I mean, disappointment is a very interesting thing to feel.
It is, and it definitely pulls you out of balance, and it's a very good, you know, example for how it is in so many ways a self-made imbalance, how through the disappointment you are pulling yourself out of alignment, because disappointment comes from an expectation, and if the expectation isn't fulfilled, naturally you feel disappointed, and naturally you have identified yourself with that what you want to have happen or that expectation that you want to have manifested. And if that doesn't happen, you somewhat almost lose your identity, and you are identifying yourself more with the disappointment and the sadness. I talked to a client the other day who wanted to have a degree, but he couldn't get the degree. He flunked out of it, and that was a disappointment of his life. And And he took it so personally and he took it so heavy that this one event that happened years ago pulled him out of balance for all the time that came after. And rather than really realizing, and this is where the conscious mind can help you, well, this was actually a good decision to get out of there because I wasn't really interested in that subject anyhow. Or just to frame the expectation in a way that you understand, well, just because I didn't really meet this expectation doesn't mean that I cannot find another way to get there or that I cannot adjust my goals in ways that what I have learned from the quote-unquote disappointment can be used later on to be successful. You know, we just have to be more flexible in our thinking to not let disappointment simply stand there as a fact, just like failure seeming to be a fact, but really just seeing it as information that is used in ways that allows us later on, through the flexibility, to take action that allows us to find what we are looking for, even if it means that we have to change our expectations because they are not in alignment with who we want to be.
Well, I love what we're talking about because, you know, we do have the power to change expectations in a nanosecond. We
yes.
really do. I'm so struck by the story you just shared because, you know, when I first embarked on sending out my applications to doctoral programs, I didn't have a clue about the process. You know, nobody in my family graduated college, let alone went on. You know, I mean, I'm the first one in my family to, like, graduate high school.
Right.
So the whole process was done based on what I thought needed to be done.
Right.
And I'll tell you, when you get the first five rejection letters, you start to wonder. But then if you get the next five, then you really start to question yourself.
Right.
And so when we come back, I want to talk with you about this idea of consciousness, balance, and alignment in the face of adversity. Well, that's what you do, Dr. Friedman Schaub, everybody. We're going to take a short break here on the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. When we come back, we're going to be talking about, you know, what gets us out of balance, what gets us in a balance, and you're going to hear an incredible story, fascinating story, on what somebody did to move beyond adversity and live life full out. We'll be right back.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lucinda Messer. Did you know that if your vitamin D levels are optimal, that this more ideal level may actually protect you from the likelihood of most skin cancers, including squamous cell, basal cell, and malignant melanomas? With higher levels of this nutrient available to your tissues, the natural cancer-fighting ability of your immune system is activated and can control cancerous growths from growing. For more information, visit my website, powerfuld.com, or call me at 888-827-9770.
Feeling ill? See Dr. Phil. That's Dr. Phil Cogler at Wellness One of Eastgate. If you're suffering from pain caused by an auto accident, a sports injury, or a herniated disc of the back or neck, Or, if fatigue due to stress is robbing you of your energy and vitality, you need to talk to Dr. Phil, a chiropractor who cares. The website is eastgate.wellness1.net. Don't let another day go by in pain. If you're feeling ill, see Dr. Phil. Go to eastgate.wellness1.net.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about Dr. Friedman Schaub, I want to just make sure that all of you go to his website, which is cellularwisdom.com. Cellularwisdom.com. Dr. Friedman, you also do telephone consultations. Tell everybody about that and the number that they can call.
Yeah, I'm working with clients on breaking through any kind of limitations via the phone, via Skype, or also in person if you live in the Seattle area. And if you just are interested in finding out more about the work and this accelerated program, you can give us a call at 866-903-6463 and set up a free phone consultation. And this gives you an opportunity to share more about your challenges, and I can tell you how this program can help you to overcome them.
Excellent. You know, we're going to be joined here in a few minutes by a woman that's got an incredible story. And so I'm so looking forward to that, because I think that, you know, one of the things that you started to talk about, Dr. Friedman, is this idea of, you know, a lot of times when life is going all smooth and, you know, like honky-dory and everything is working, we don't think about being out of balance so much. And some people, don't you think, you know, they pop up and they can handle with a couple of things that are, you know, not what they expected. Other people can handle more. But this is the topic, right, for today, of how you help people around the globe move ahead in their life regardless of what shows up, right?
You know, the problem is that even if you feel hunky-dory, you may be out of balance because you make the hunky-dory, you know, dependent on, you know, your stocks or your prosperity or your success or, you know, your relationships, and you lose touch with yourself. And you know, whenever we have extreme emotions for a long time, and these can be extreme good or extreme, you know, challenging emotions, we probably are not in the balance place, because balance usually brings with it a calmness, a steadiness, a sense of inner serenity that, again, it doesn't have to be like this 24/7, but I would highly recommend, no matter how you're feeling, whether really on top of the world or in the bottom of the pit, make an effort to every day bring yourself back into your center. And there is a really interesting phenomenon that I just really love to share, which is connected to your essence, which is connected to that what, you know, a lot of people that I'm working with are visualizing and feeling inside of their core, inside of their heart. And if you just want to take a moment every day to breathe in and out and really imagine that inside of you there is such a light, there is such an energy that you would call, this is my core essence, and simply feeding through your breathing and your intention this light to become bigger so that it has eventually the size of your heart or even encompasses your entire being. No matter if you are a college professor or if you are a mom or anybody who has that energy inside, I mean, anybody who has done this exercise has found that there is such an energy inside. That's something that just strikes me as really significant. It is not just a little visualization. When we really pay attention to this is my essence. This is who I really am. I cannot necessarily find words for it. I don't necessarily exactly know what it means. But there is something inside of me that if I close my eyes and really focus on it, I can really relate to it. It's fascinating, really fascinating for me to see how quickly by just doing this little exercise, people come back into a sense of centeredness and balance and really feel that they have something inside of themselves to hold on to.
We have a very special guest joining us here right now, Dr. Friedman. Very special guest. And this is someone that I know that I think it's best if you introduce her. Eileen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me well?
Yes.
Very well. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Dr. Schwab?
I'm doing very well, and thank you so much for calling in. And I just want to introduce quickly how we met. And Eileen called me because she had a physical challenge that, she will share, mm-hmm. and really wanted to get to the bottom of it and wanted to find out, okay, how can I support my healing of this physical challenge and find wholeness and balance again in my life? And I think, your story and also what you were able to create through this work is just remarkable. And so welcome, and thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure to be able to speak so warmly about this work. I called you, Dr. Schwab, because I had a basal cell tumor on above my lip that was poorly treated, and it went underground and then expanded, and the cancer went into my lip. And the recommended treatment from several different physicians was to remove a good part of my upper lip and to have reconstructive surgery. I'm a 56-year-old single woman, mother of teenagers, and that prognosis was just terrifying to be so disfigured. And in addition to that, I had been through a difficult divorce. I felt just sort of run down and broken. I had family of origin, old stuff that was still unresolved, as well as issues with my growing teenagers and, reestablishing a family after a divorce. So I had I would say it was coming at me from all fronts inwardly. Very difficult, and I want to add here that I'm a psychotherapist and had done years of work on these old family of origin patterns and kept saying, okay, it's behind me. But what happened with our work was, you just talked about that light and centering in our heart. And to work with you as a practitioner who really came from that place in your work was so healing in itself. But also you were able to, in a very short time, I'll say, we actually had, I think it was 7 sessions,
mm-hmm.
and over the course of 5 months. And I came to you with a very clear goal that I wanted first to have really go deeply into my healing so that I didn't have to have this disfiguring surgery. And secondly, I wanted to heal the long, tired family of origin stuff and then to have a real, more loving communication and flow of love with my children. So I came with very clear goals, and I felt you heard them and also had me articulate them in writing very clearly for you. And I could tell that those are out on your table as we worked each time. And so I let go of sort of needing to manage any of the work and just put myself in your wise guidance of going through these exercises. And we used so many different techniques. You have quite a bag of techniques. But I want to say that what is so beautiful was that it's such a different way of working, and the conventional therapy is slow. It's a very sort of generally cognitive approach of looking at all the details and then making sort of rational decisions about events that happened and going forward. But it really, this NLP and the timeline is, it's a sort of a little sleight of hand with the unconscious where it slips around. You can use, I think you use phrases or just ways that slipped around the normal defenses that might get activated and prevent new ideas, new behavior from coming in. So I just felt, again, with that, guided by that light-centered essence, the sort of divine wisdom coming through and guiding you, and that totally being centered in that light, guiding the therapy with these sort of cutting-edge technologies, if I can use that word, was so effective, and it gave such a velocity to the healing that I believe we all know what we want, and we just, we need to work in community. We need to help each other, and you have skills that helped me let go and do what it was that I wanted to do. And what's so amazing, Dr. Shaw, is at the end of our session, we had planned a last sort of wrap-up session, you pulled out my sheet that I had sent to you, the questionnaire and what I wanted, and I had been very specific about what I wanted. And here it was, I forgot about it, and you read it back to me 5 months later, and it was at least one page long. And every single goal that I had stated in there had come true. I did heal the lesion. I had two biopsies done to check out. One was at Stanford, and one was at UC Medical Center in San Francisco. Both came back negative. So there's objective evidence of them being cleared, and there's very little disfiguring. This is a minor scar, and I used, well, from one of our sessions, you did a guided hypnosis with me around the healing of my lip, and I used that every night for 40 days before I went to sleep, along with other techniques that we talked about. And I felt that guiding light that you mentioned, that essence, that place of divine love that you work from, guiding the work, and I could surrender into that and put my full effort into the healing. And so what happened was I was able to heal the cancer lesion. I have my lips. I also now can meet my children out of a place of wellness. Now, you can imagine as a teenager, if you have a parent who's, you know, stressed and overwhelmed with illness and various family issues, it's not fun to be around them. But for me now, coming from a place of peace and wellness and not so worried about impending surgeries, I can meet them in a way where I'm much more present for them. And they're still going through their teenage stuff, but I am more grounded. And I am, they're able to have a parent coming, meeting them from a place of wellness. And so maybe I should take a breath here and stop and see if you have any questions. Anyway, that...
Well, I just, you know, thank you so much for sharing all of this. And one of, you know, my questions for you is, how do you feel being in balance and, you know, coming back into balance helped you on your healing journey?
It's the essence of healing must be in balance, connected to a self, a true sturdy place inside, and then from that place we can do the healing. It's usually, we think, oh, we'll be balanced when we're healed, but no, it's whatever's going on, find the balance, and then you look around and use whatever modalities make intuitive sense and, you know, whatever wise guidance we receive. But so I feel every morning and every night just have to realign myself. But it's not a chore. It's really what I long for, is realigning myself with that divine wisdom, and that today I be of service and a presence in the world that is a sun. It like brings sunshine to all that I encounter. And it's just not that I'm able to rise up to that, but it's a conscious choice of how I want to meet my day and meet all that comes to me.
And I think one of the aspects that is so fascinating about your story is that your body really told you that there was something that you definitely had to look at. You needed to look in the mirror and see there is something inside of me that is out of balance. And you told me before that there were actually visuals, spontaneous visuals coming from your subconscious beforehand that already showed you, okay, I am actually out of balance because I'm already seeing, something inside of me, just these images that are just floating through your mind that gave you indication.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not until, I think your body really showed you it's time that, something needed to shift. And not only on a day-to-day basis, like around your work or your children, but also, and I think that's important for everyone to consider, if the past is still pulling on you and gives you a sense of being out of alignment, it's very hard to be in balance in the present time because you're still in some way split, fragmented.
Mm-hmm.
A part of you is still not really with you in the moment, and that being out of wholeness doesn't also then lend to being in balance. And I think you have really healed that and created this way that what I believe we all have inside, which is access to the unlimited healing potential we all have. Once you were in balance, you didn't only feel calmer, but I really feel like that you realized my immune system, my body, can actually uncreate what it has created in the first place. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
So completely. And I think that this potential is so waiting to serve us inwardly that there's, I had to get a big bop on the head before I stopped and really attended to myself. I just was putting myself into my kids, my work, everything else but me. And when I stopped, I think these healing forces inside are so ready to do their work. If we get balanced, slow down, receive, and really understand the magnificence of the body as well as the earth and how we do live in a world that's abundant and creative and ready to support us fully if we can stop the sort of toxicity and get centered and really receive and listen to the wisdom of our own bodies. Once I started to listen inwardly, I knew that surgery wasn't the road for me and that the body can, even when where it's quite weakened and compromised, with the right support, it's ready to whatever healing looks like. It's different for everyone, but it's ready to take us there.
And it needs to be guided, and this is where the powers of the consciousness comes in.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be guided by our conscious mind, by you making a decision, this is the path I'm going, by your subconscious mind, by finding peace and harmony and being able to no longer in the survival or in the stress mode or having the traumas of the past burdening you, and then the higher consciousness, which is that divine wisdom that you talk about, this light in your heart where you just feel this is the place from where I can live in a much more calm and stable way, and this is the place where I can always replenish myself every day. And all of those three things in alignment then make the body respond accordingly. And the body doesn't just do its own thing without really having anyone telling it what to do. You actually are directly communicating with each and every cell and therefore bringing it back into harmony. And that's what, you did so well. And I just, want to congratulate you for that because you are a shining example of what is possible.
Thank you. It's really quite a journey. It's use the word trauma, I want to emphasize that we did early on the timeline trauma work, and I've done a lot of that as a both a client and as a psychologist, but it was so very important to have those both aspects held together. Like, yes, there's this divine place and inner light and wisdom, and there's this history of trauma. And I felt the timeline was such a, that timeline work and looking at the traumas was such a efficient way to deeply validate that, yes, you were traumatized, and to really hold those, that biography and those histories in such a sacred way, but not have them overcome the personality. And so we were able to sort of move through the trauma work in a tender but efficient way, so that the healing could, you know, predominate. But it was an essential part of the work was the validating of the trauma, and everybody has trauma.
Yeah, yeah.
It's important that they get acknowledged. It's part of the healing.
Well, and that is, you know, the acknowledgement versus being, you know, stuck in identifying yourself with it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the bridge is built when you work with the subconscious and the higher consciousness, where you can absolutely realize I was victimized, but at the same time, I am also not that victim any longer, and I have the resources now to attend to and to take care of that part of me that has been hurt and injured. And I think that's, you know, where the healing is just also bringing again a wholeness inside that just goes beyond that what we can necessarily intellectually comprehend. It's something that you feel energetically and on all levels.
Wow. Thank you both. Eileen, thank you so much for joining us here today. What an amazing transformative story. Thank you so much for sharing this story with so many of our listeners today.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Eileen, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Dr. Friedman, what a just incredible story.
Yeah.
And, you know, you work with people across the globe every day, and there are stories every day like this. Let's talk about, in these few minutes we have left, how we can stay in balance using our consciousness.
Well, I think what's really important is what Eileen said, that it needs to be a daily intention, that it's really at the end of the day, and maybe if you want to, at the beginning of a day, starting with being in a place of alignment. That means that you are really feeling who you are versus what you're about to do or what you have been doing all day long. This can be simply through disconnecting and visualizing yourself that you are at the end of the day, unplugging yourself from any, you know, event or person or situation that you were in, and really bringing yourself into a more round, centered energy. It can be, as I said before, this breathing into your heart and visualizing that there is that energy of your center that you are acknowledging and you're bringing yourself back to. And, of course, it needs to be also on a conscious level clear that there are certain things that you know will bring you out of balance that you need to attend to. For example, when you know, at the end of the day, you have been already stressed out and all you do is watching a violent TV show or the news, that is not bringing you back into balance. It just further pulls you out. So really also realizing my mental diet and my mental hygiene are as important as my physical hygiene and diet, and just really paying attention to that and nourishing yourself with that, you know, calmness and the peace that really you need as this grounding foundation of balance.
I love it. Dr. Friedman, what an incredible show. Please give out your phone number for folks out there so that they can have a consultation with you and your website again.
Either you can call at 866-903-6463 or contact us at info@cellularwisdom.com, And for more information on the work, and you can also listen to other shows from the past and get just an overview and what it is that we're doing, go to cellularwisdom.com. That's in one word, cellularwisdom.com.
Dr. Friedman Schaub, everybody, if you've missed any parts of this interview today, this conversation, please make sure you listen to it in our archives at thedrpatshow.com. Remember that you can truly live the life you desire. We make sure every day on The Dr. Pat Show that we help remind you of that. We'll see you next time.